This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bars and restaurants are either closed or at limited capacity right now in most places, which has changed the beer product flow, if I could coin a phrase here. We are not buying beer at bars, but alcohol sold at grocery stores and big boxes was up almost 25% in April. Yes, part of that's beer, part of that's other stuff. Anyway, for small craft brewers, that has meant a rethink of business models. From Austin, Texas, home to a lively craft beer scene, by the way, Marketplace's Andy Euler drew the tough assignment.
Before the pandemic shut its indoor-outdoor taproom, St. Elmo Brewing Company in South Austin sold patrons beers with names like Carl and Norm. Co-founder Timothy Bullock took a break from installing fans and outdoor shades for a quick chat.
We're looking at a split of probably between 78 and 85% of our sales coming from in-person traffic. So when social distancing is in place, that 80% just kind of vanishes.
Retail beer sales are up, but that doesn't help St. Elmo. It doesn't sell in grocery stores. But it is trying a few things, like selling a few cans and jugs out of its tap room.
It's a middle school dance, like where everybody's just out on the dance floor and not knowing exactly what to do.
St. Elmo also worked with another local craft brewery, Austin Beer Works, on a limited edition hazy IPA just for the quarantine. St. Elmo's version was called Air 5, you know, like a high five but without slapping hands, and Beer Works was called No Touching. Michael Graham is one of the owners at Austin Beer Works. 40% of that brewery's sales come from bars and restaurants, and you can find Beer Works beer at grocery stores all over Austin.
More people are buying beer in the grocery stores and convenience stores, but not nearly enough to make up for that lost volume from bars and restaurants.
He says Beer Works has talked about lowering the price of its beer to move more volume. But Bart Watson, chief economist at the Brewers Association, says playing the price game can be treacherous.
You might attract new customers, but those are customers who are buying you not just because of the strength of your brand or the beers, but also because of the price. And so what happens if somebody else comes in at a lower price?
He says the value market is most likely not the consumer base craft brewers are trying to attract. And most small breweries can't compete with AB InBev or Miller Coors on price. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.